Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's City Council meeting for the Mesa City Council, Monday, March 7th, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve as mayor and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Reverend Paul Whitlock of the Desert Heritage Church, and after Reverend Whitlock, we will have Council Member Dina Higgins lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Pray for the city of Mesa and for the surrounding area, that the needs for all, for food and shelter, work, justice, and dignity might be met. We pray for the diverse people living here, that we might unite our efforts and seek the good for all. Minister to the city of Mesa through the hands of your people. We thank you, O God, for the gift of leadership you have gathered here. Guide us as we meet together, that we might listen more than we speak, that we might think calmly and carefully, decide wisely and well. We ask that you bless the representatives we have elected. Grant that through their discussions and decisions, we may solve all problems effectively, enhance the well-being of our city and community, and achieve together a fairer, more united society. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. We have a lot of great individuals who provide incredible service to our community, and we're lucky to live in a community that that does not have a shortage of people who are willing to give back and to give quality service. We had one such individual, and unfortunately, he was tragically killed last week in a traffic accident. Sat Guru Singh Khalsa taught school in Apache Junction and worked primarily with special education students. He also served on one of our citizen advisory committees, the Building Board of Appeals, for the last 6 years. His wife, Siri Amrit, serves on Mesa's Housing Advisory Board. This is a couple that was truly invested in their community. I had the opportunity to meet them, and a really fine individual, and just an unfortunate, tragic accident. And our condolences go out to their family, and he will be truly missed. So just that little announcement, and our condolences to Mr. Singh Khalsa's family. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and the consent agenda will be read in by Mr. Kevin Christopher. Mr. Christopher.
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Arizona Bike Week Charities, one-day charitable event, Friday, March 25th, 922 South Country Club Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Arizona Bike Week Charities, one-day charitable event, Saturday, March 26th, 33 West Broadway Road. Item 3C, act on liquor license for East Valley Community Foundation Incorporated, one-day charitable event, Saturday, April 30th, 1415 South Westwood. Item 3D, act on liquor license for Community Asset and Resource Enterprise Partnership, one-day charitable event, Thursday, March 17th, 1910 South Gilbert Road. Item 4A, act on renewal of contract for large gas meters for materials and supply warehouse. Item 4B, act on contract for self-contained breathing apparatus, air packs, and repair parts for fire department. Item 4C, act on contract for vertical turbine pump and motor replacement and vertical turbine pump installation for water resources department. Item 5A, introduction of ordinance making revisions to the Mesa City Code regarding special events held in the vicinity of downtown Mesa. Item 5B, introduction of ordinance adopting a new Title VI, Chapter 23 of the Mesa City Code relating to hotel motel registration and records. Item 6A, act on ordinance repealing and adopting a new Title V, Chapter 12 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to massage establishment operations. Item 7, assign delinquent accounts to collection services for the three-month period ending December 31st, 2010. Item 8A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a memorandum of understanding with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport and Able Engineering for the design, construction, and lease of an airport-owned maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from this consent agenda?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion by the Vice Mayor to approve the consent agenda, a second from Council Member Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is to conduct a public hearing on the following zoning on a The next item is to conduct a public hearing on a proposed annexation. The annexation of land located west of Crispin Road on the north side of Main Street, 9822 East Main Street, 7.55 plus or minus acres. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak on this?
Request, Mayor.
Any questions or comments? There being no questions or comments, the public hearing is closed. Okay. Then there's no item, there's no action item, just the public hearing. Any requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No.
Any council member like to speak? We have a motion by Councilwoman Higgins, a second from Council Member Richens to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.